Well, next week is heaven. But those who worship me, Krishna speaking, giving up all their activities unto me and being devoted to me without deviation, engaged in devotional service and always meditating upon me, having fixed their minds upon me, O son of Prita, for them I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. So, in this purport, Prabhupada gives us the Maha Mantra twice. But let's go over this again. Such chanting of that Maha Mantra attracts the devotee to the personality of Godhead. So by nature, we're looking to be attracted to something. Like Prabhupada says in the next devotion about giving our loving propensity. The problem is we don't know where to posit our loving propensity. And so we become attracted to temporary things, to the glitter of the material world, the opulences here, which won't really satisfy us. So here, Prabhupada is making the point that the chanting Hare Krishna will attract us to Krishna. This is what we need. We need to be, you know, put in the right direction. We have the senses, we have our mind, intelligence. Naturally, they're going to be attracted because we're the dependent. So we're looking for shelter. We think we can find shelter in a woman, a shelter in money, shelter in positions, shelter in prestige. But these things really don't give us shelter. But if we find Krishna in his holy name, then we get shelter there, then we become peaceful. Then we can become happy. This is the idea. Therefore, we should go on chanting, Kirtanaya Sada Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Such chanting attracts the devotee to the personality of Godhead. So that's what we're trying to be. We're trying to become devotees. Devotees will be attracted to the personality of Godhead. And instead, when we become fully attracted to the personality of Godhead, then we'll lose our attraction for everything else. So this is wanted. We won't be... I remember once we were doing a Harinam, and was in a park somewhere. You know, a lot of people were around. So I was distributing magazines or something, and I heard two boys talking. One said to the other, let's go over and talk to the Krishnas. And the other one said, no, all I do is talk about Krishna. And so they didn't come. But that's our curse and also our solace, that we have nothing except Krishna as our shelter. And people think, oh, if you take shelter of Krishna, then what about all the other things? You'll lose something. But they don't know that when you really become Krishna conscious, then your loving, propensity will expand. Was it reading the Rupa Goswami or Jiva Goswami? I forget who. They love Krishna, you know, 20,000 times more than they did themselves. Everybody loves themselves, right? We do so many things out of self-interest. Build big cities and whatever we do out of self-interest. But just imagine that the potency there, if somebody loves Krishna, and that capacity is there. We can love Krishna so much more, and because he's so much worthy of our love than ourselves. So then, how much feeling is there? How much potency is there? Out of self-interest, we can do so much. But just imagine if we have real love. Like Prabhupada is the perfect example. Because he loved Krishna more than himself, therefore he was able to single-handedly come and start this whole International Society for Krishna Consciousness. such capacity was there. Why? Because he wasn't losing something like these boys were thinking. Oh, we'll lose that. We only think about Krishna. We only talk about Krishna. Then we'll lose. We won't be able to talk about baseball or whatever or something else. But actually, if one really focuses on Krishna, then there'll be more and more. Our life will become more and more dynamic, more and more. Relationships will be there. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh. You ever hear him on the radio sometimes? He's a conservative talk show radio host. So he was saying that. Now, you know, I don't like to meet new people. Because conservative, you know, I have my circle of friends. New people, you never know what they're going to do. They may jerk you around or something. So that's, you know, conservative and kind of pulling into themselves and kind of become a little smug and satisfied with their position, you know. And he talks like that, you know. You can see it in his voice. The excellence of broadcasting, pontificating about himself. But Prabhupada was just the opposite, right? He was going out, always extending, looking for new, bringing new people, always. So how is that? Because he wasn't putting himself in the center. He's putting Krishna in the center. If you put Krishna in the center, then you can accommodate the whole world. If you put yourself in the center, then you only need a circle of friends. You don't want too many because they distract you. So you have your little circle of friends and you're satisfied with that. But if you're putting Krishna in the center, then you can bring on the whole world. Yeah, Prabhupada said, we have seen practically, we can engage the whole world. Send them in. We can give them good engagement on our farms, on our... He was ready to engage the whole world. He was always looking to meet new people. Whenever he went to the town, he was very enlivened. If you would bring him to meet this person, another engagement, the cardinal, the prime minister, whoever. He was always going out. Whereas the ordinary man, you know, when he gets a little older especially, all right, I don't want to meet anymore. You know, I've had, what do I need to have another circle of friends? I have my friends. I like them. So this is the dynamic process. Don't think you'll be losing, like these boys were thinking. Oh, if we just talk about Krishna, then we'll lose something. No, it's not like that. We see practically. And the relationships will be more meaningful, not some superficial, you know, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back, like goes on in the karmi world. You just pick up friends who are going to support you and your way of thinking. And those who don't, you know, you eschew them. But with the devotee, you know, like Prabhupada, he was ready to go any place. Even they didn't agree with him, he was happy to talk. Okay, any comments? I'll read the verse once more. But those who worship me, giving up all their activities unto me and being devoted to me without deviation, engage in devotional service and always meditating upon me, having fixed their minds upon me, O son of Pritha, for them I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. Very nice verse, huh? 12th chapter. This is a response to Arjuna's question, who is better? The impersonalist or the personalist? This is where the marker was. You were reading this? Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki. So our birthday...
Shaktivish avatar will